T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So here's the thing. None of us are happy in any way, shape, or form that Furman has lost its baseball team, that they've lost their men's lacrosse team. We understand the difficulties in terms of finances. New athletic director Jason Donnelly, the new guy, often gets blamed a lot of the time for change. But his hands were tied in terms of the edict he was given. He needed to cut $5 million in expenses. And he looked at the lacrosse team, he looked at the baseball team in which as the vehicle in which to do that. But that's left a lot of former players, coaches, alumni, et cetera, feeling very, very upset about the current situation. And joining us right now, he was at a Save Furman Baseball event at Fluor Field last night. He was the head coach of Furman Baseball from 1994 to 2016. And is responsible, almost exclusively responsible, for the new facility that Furman Baseball has. Ron Smith joins us right now on the show. Ron, I've had the chance. You and I have followed each other for most of the time that I've been here on social media. I've truly appreciated your support, and it's our first time getting to have you on the show here today. How are you, Coach?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I must tell you, I was not responsible for that building. It was the generous donors who were responsible.
Sure, but you spearheaded it.
Well, but that is a fact. We had some real, and not just that project, numerous projects through the years were funded by very, very generous donors who supported Furman and our baseball program. And for that, we're very grateful.
Ron Smith joining us here on the show. Ron, in your opinion, did Furman University handle this entire situation the right way?
Well, boy, what a difficult situation it was, particularly for Jason Donnelly. And no university, no university administrator wants to cut a sport. They know that it's going to be painful and there's going to be huge blowback. And I know that it was discussed and mulled over, you know, at great length, and that was the decision that was made. Do I agree with it? No, I don't agree with it. My mother always said, put yourself in other people's shoes, and I've tried to do that. And you know, sometimes, Mark, during the I coached for 38 years, and as a coach you make a lot of decisions, many of which people disagree with. And you do what I always tried to do, what was best for the individual, as long as it was in the confines of what was best for the team. And I think if you expand on that, I think these administrators wanted to do what was best for the individual programs, but it had to be within the plans of the overall university. So, I wish we could have had an opportunity to maybe come up with some other plans. And that, in essence, is what this group of Furman baseball alumni are exploring. And honestly, Mark, I'm so proud of the way they have handled this. They've been measured. They've not been vindictive. They've been respectful and humble. And they have really tried to take the approach that, hey, what can we do? We understand this is a tough situation. What can we do to help? And it is an uphill climb, however.
I understand that completely. And Ron, you know, it's interesting. We've heard from some Furman players, current players, former players, that were unhappy that this entire process was not something they were brought into. It was just announced. It was a shock to everybody.
Way to do it, Mark.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah. I understand that completely. And Jason Donnelly said, the athletic director said, look, if we thought the number was a number that could be attained through everyone's help and fundraising, we would have entertained that, but we didn't feel like that particular number, $5 million that we have to create, was doable. So, Ron, here is where I, as a host, am willing to step into some controversial territory. You do not have to follow me, okay? But I've got a problem with the Title IX part of this, that you have to have proportionate teams, athletic teams, in relation to what your campus enrollment is. So Furman is 60% female to 40% male, roughly. I've got a real problem with the fact that they couldn't eliminate one women's team and one men's team. Title IX, which was designed to create equality, in my opinion, is now creating inequality. I don't agree, and I don't like the fact that Furman had to eliminate two men's teams here.
Well, Title IX is the law of the land. And, you know, as such, Furman is compelled to follow it or...
But is that right, Coach? Is that right, though? I mean, I understand it's the law of the land. I agree with you there. But is that the right thing to do? It's time we make some common sense changes to this, no?
Well, the law has to be changed, and that's not going to happen. And maybe there I think there is some wiggle room that possibly could have been explored. But again, I'm not in a position to know all of the factors that went into making the decision. I think Title IX was a factor. I do. I think Title IX was a factor, and there was some concern about the possibility of some lawsuits and that kind of thing. And when you're already in a tough financial situation, you certainly don't want to expose yourself in that area. And I want to be clear. I don't agree with what was done. I don't like it. But again, I was not privy to all of the information, and I try to look at both sides of it. And I think what has kind of resulted is the university is maybe a little more aware of the value of the baseball program. I felt like we were often undervalued. I know we were underfunded. I know that. And that's been a, you know, we always had to do fundraising to for our operating budget. My first, I think, 7 or 8 years, we had 4 scholarships. Then we went up to 6 and finally got to 9 at some point, which, and as you know, the maximum is 11.7. Yes. Well, it's pretty hard to compete when you've got a school as expensive as Furman, and you don't have as many scholarships as most of the other schools in your league. Nonetheless, Mark, I felt like we put a very competitive team on the field. And what we did off the field, we were very involved with the Miracle League. That was awesome. Very involved with Versus Cancer, Habitat for Humanity, and then very involved with the Greenville Hospital System, visiting there. So I was there for 23 years, and every kid who stayed for the entire 4 years graduated, and it averaged about 10 a year.
That's great.
230 graduates, I was a part of their lives, and for that I'm very grateful. I know we have at least 50 doctors or dentists. Who knows how many lawyers? Who knows how many executives, educators? Just a remarkable group of baseball alumni, and I'm very proud. Very proud of that.
And you should be proud, Coach. That's outstanding. Congratulations on that. That's incredible. And I need to say as well, everyone that I've met affiliated with the university in any way, I've just walked away incredibly impressed. We are huge Furman advocates here on the show. I'd like to see Furman become Greenville's college, you know, in terms of sports fandom here. So let me ask you this, Coach. You said you didn't agree with the decision. In a hypothetical world that I'm going to ask you to step in with me just for a few minutes here, you and I are co-athletic directors of Furman. We have been given an edict by the school that we need to cut $5 million. You've just told me you didn't agree with the decision that was made, but we've received this edict. I'm going to you, Ron, and I'm saying, Coach, I don't want to cut the baseball team. We've got to cut $5 million. You don't agree with this. I don't agree with this. What are we doing? What would you have done differently, Coach?
Well, that's what the baseball alumni are exploring.
Okay.
They're trying to come up with some different things. And, the problem with maybe cutting some other sports a little bit, cutting their scholarships a little bit, it makes it tougher for them to compete in all of the sports. So it brings down the entire athletics program. I think that's the reason that didn't happen. So, but listen, you know, I'm speaking from I have great prejudice towards the baseball program.
Many people in this area do. You know,
this is a baseball state.
Sure.
Let's face it. I mean, yeah. Of course, it's a football state, number one, and a lot of basketball. But the baseball, I think one year there were, in 2005, I think there were six teams from, the state of South Carolina that went to the NCAA tournament. Remarkable for a state our size. But, you've got two of the most prestigious baseball programs in the country in South Carolina and Clemson, of course. And, just up and down the line, it's a baseball state. And so, that's a tough question. You tell me, what would you do?
Well, no problem. I'm happy to tell you what I would do. So they said before this happened, they said they were going to need to cut 25 scholarships before they realized they were going to have to cut teams. With all due respect to men's lacrosse, last one in, first one out, losing $1.7 million. No decision is easy, but you have to make that decision. Then I would risk the lawsuit. I would cut the female athletic program, the women's athletic program that was losing the most money because I'm not going to get rid of baseball. Worst case scenario, Coach, you are the third most valuable athletic program on campus. That is the absolute worst case scenario. There is such a feel-good community vibe. I got to meet some of the current players on the team. The community really supports this particular team. And I think the thing that I understand the Title IX's the lay of the land. I get that completely. I'm just bothered by what that's doing to athletic programs, number one and number two. I think it wasn't really fair to do this kind of under the cloud of darkness and nobody has any idea this is about to happen, and then everyone gets a bomb dropped on them. I didn't particularly like the way that part of it was handled, Coach, if I'm completely honest. But I do want to ask
you. Yeah. Go ahead.
I do want to ask you this. You were at the event last night. What is the best idea that you're hearing? What is the idea that you're hearing that might be the most hopeful?
Well, I think it is a really, really uphill climb.
Okay.
And right now, we have a young man, Dominic Franchi, Franchini, who is from Cincinnati and really a really good player, a fine man. And they just want to open dialogue and keep an open dialogue and explore. And, you know, Furman has always set itself apart from other schools. And maybe we can, in this tough time with the COVID and all of the financial resources that have been tested, maybe we can explore some things working together with the university and the university's administration and come up with some really good ideas that would lead the way to save the program.
Yeah.
And again, you know, these guys have not been vindictive, but they are hurting. these guys, I talked to these guys last night, and I guess about 40 of them there. And that's remarkable because they just decided to do it yesterday afternoon. And but they're hurting, and they just want to explore ways to save our program. And I so appreciate that. And but I also appreciate, you know, the position of Jason Donnelly. I appreciate he's endured a tough few days, but as he should. that's part of it.
I understand that completely. Ron Smith is an area legend, coached Furman from 1994 to 2016. He doesn't want to take sole credit for the new facility, but he was a huge part of that new facility taking place. Ron, so many different people have shared their experiences to me with you. So many of our listeners have reached out to me to express how hurt they are about this. I agree with you that pointing the finger of blame is not the right thing to do. The correct approach,
yeah.
The correct approach is to get everybody together and to positively brainstorm ways in which positive change can take place. And it's great to hear that.
That is exactly right. And you mentioned something about us being connected to the community. And we did that a number of ways, as I mentioned, the Malden Miracle League and our visits to the hospital, the Habitat. We had the Upstate Diamond Classic, which was a dinner that and we had great speakers. We had 500 or 600 people come. It was a great kickoff dinner, and I thought that was really strong. And then, of course, playing at Fluor Field,
yeah,
6 or 7 times a year,
yes.
And when we played Clemson and South Carolina, we had really nice crowds there. I think the first time we played South Carolina, there were 7,000 people there, and that was a lot of fun. So I thought we did a lot of good things like that, and so I think the value of the baseball program, unfortunately, a lot of people only looked at just the cost, the numbers. They didn't really appreciate the value of the program. And hopefully some changes can be made. And we come up with some good ideas. I'm not smart enough to come up with them. But I'll just say it again. The baseball alumni have really done a nice job. And they've handled themselves impeccably, with respect and humbleness. And so, again, I'm proud of them. And the cool thing is hearing about all these players' appreciation, especially 10 years later, what the program meant to them. I've gotten hundreds of text messages and things. And that's been kind of nice, but it's sad that it's under these circumstances.
Coach Ron Smith, area legend, 1994 to 2016, Furman Baseball. Coach, we look forward to hopefully speaking with you again soon. Thank you so much for sharing your perspective. Thanks for everything you've done for Furman and this community. Please stay healthy and safe, all right?
A pleasure to talk with you, Mark.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.